You may have heard about Nancy McLean and her new book called Democracy in Chains, which apparently, though I haven't read it, takes quite a few shots at both the Koch brothers and their vast enterprise of libertarianish organizations and George Mason University itself, including the late James Buchanan, the Nobel Prize winner who was an economist and a faculty member there for several years. I wrote an article on it yesterday called Thoughts on Nancy McLean versus GMU. And yes, I know this is all sort of inside baseball amongst libertarians and Austrians, but I can't help adding my two cents. So by now, several well-known libertarians and economists have offered rebuttals to Nancy's new book. Our own David Gordon's review gave a good sense, really, of her shoddy work, her deep misunderstanding of James Buchanan, and her mendacious axe grinding on behalf of a wearisome progressive narrative. The shallow waters of her thinking actually matches the book's cover quite nicely, which depicts, of course, old white men in suits smoking cigars in a shadowy back room. This is the best progressives have to offer, apparently. But clearly the book has struck a nerve with its intended targets, namely George Mason University and the larger network of organizations funded by Charles and David Koch. So the former she views as ground zero for academics who provide convenient intellectual cover for Koch corporate interests, and GMU professor Tyler Cowen in particular draws her ire, while the latter she portrays as undermining democracy through a campaign of misinformation that a fully informed electorate, her phrase, would reject. And while it's tempting to dismiss her as an open propagandist, even lightweight progressives like Mrs. McLean and Thomas Piketty unfortunately receive plenty of mainstream media attention. So while her new book is feted in outlets like the Washington Post and NPR, its rebuttals from the GMU crowd and other libertarians like Michael Munger, her colleague at Duke, by the way, will undoubtedly be resigned mostly to the blogosphere. But let me offer a few brief thoughts of my own about both the book and the controversy surrounding it. First, for all their complaints about right-wing corporate funding for public policy organizations, progressives really ignore the deep-pocketed foundations that overwhelmingly donate to left-of-center groups. And they also ignore the obvious reality that virtually every university in the U.S. operates as a de facto left-wing think tank. The vast majority of American professors are deep progressives with views far to the left of the American people. These professors provide academic and intellectual cover for a host of progressive policy ideas. Thousands of tenured academics, many at state-funded universities paid for by taxpayers, form a vast, if loose, intellectual cadre that far exceeds anything the Kochs or even George Soros could hope to fund. Second, while Nancy McLean's book is facile and laughably biased, the underlying question of whether academics can be bought is a serious one. Now, by all accounts, James Buchanan was not bought, but it's hard to overcome the perception that patronage is rewarded by friendly public policy ideas. Of course, the left never sees its own academics as self-interested or captured by a system that rewards only progressive views. Third, no matter how much libertarian academics like Tyler Cowen attempt to present their ideas as edgy or third way, progressives are deeply wedded to this simplistic oppressor and oppressed narrative and mentality. So libertarians tend to scratch their heads when it comes to making progress with the left, but McLean is a good example of the problem. If we suggest just cutting one hair on the head of the welfare state or applying one iota of marketplace discipline to medicine, for example, any and all tenuous goodwill generated by talking about the drug war, or gay marriage, or universal basic income goes right out the window with progressives. Next, James Buchanan's work in public choice theory hardly makes him an avatar or an exemplar of libertarianism or Austrian economics. McLean is wrong to conflate libertarian theory, Buchananite political science, and right-wing economics, but she is hardly alone amongst progressives in doing so. And last, a point about this whole brouhaha from the perspective of the Mises Institute. It's interesting to note that Nancy McLean treats Buchanan and GMU the same way many critics treat Murray Rothbard and the Mises Institute. In other words, she performs only cursory research of original sources. She impugns motives in dismissing views that she does not share. She shamelessly attributes racism to people she doesn't know. and she imagines that academic work not in line with her progressive orthodoxy is necessarily right-wing. Some of these critics themselves within the Koch funding orbit now complain of this treatment befalling them. Consider the cosmopolitan libertarian argument emanating from Washington, D.C. And I'd like to point out that for the record, the Mises Institute does not and has never received funding from the Koch brothers or any of their network organizations. Almost all of our donations come from individuals. Virtually none come from foundations or corporations. But Nancy McLean is unrepentant, even triumphant about her book, at least if some of her self-congratulatory interviews since its publication are any indication. And in one interview, she expresses kind of a bizarre paranoia about the American South, a place where she now has to suffer living due to her employment at Duke University. And she talks about Buchanan, a sinister Southerner by birth, actually having the gall to call himself a proud country boy. So clearly, Nancy McLean sees herself quite favorably, the way Elizabeth Warren does, as an enlightened crusader for what is good and just. Therefore, her targets are not good and just, because when it comes to oppressive corporate oligarchs, at least those Nancy McLean imagines are on the right, like the Kochs, progressives tend to drop their relativism and see the world in black and white. Now, as libertarians, of course, we cannot worry too much about the Nancy McLeans of the world. They are probably beyond hope or redemption. But neither can we allow her and her Bernie Sandersite cohorts to claim the mantle of populism. We do not win people over by sniffing at them or looking down our noses at them.